you know, when Keiko came into the clubhouse in Cincinnati, you know, that was a few weeks ago. What have you seen that has earned him the spot today?
Well, I know it's been a steady work in progress. He's been throwing bullpens. Obviously, from that day moving forward, he started to throw in some games, and the results started to show some very positive results. I know he and Strami had a very strong relationship. They were able to get right to the important portions of his delivery that would help him get the results that he had. And I thought, you know, with the eyes that we had on him and the people that were making some important decisions, that they said he was ready for this opportunity, and we need somebody to step up in this situation. We're looking for a starter, and it is the track record, it is the reputation, it is a lot of things that helped him get to this point. But the bottom line is he went out and threw 7 innings and 90 plus pitches and executed a really good game plan in his last outing. We felt like it was a good opportunity to give him to come in here and show us what he could do.
Struggles always come down a lot of times to command. I mean, is that really what it is going to be for him today to play the ball?
Yeah, I think finding his spots on the plate and following a game plan, that'll be real important for him. But we know that he's got a very strong track record of being able to dot up certain pitches in certain areas, and if he's on, he's going to be tough. He knows this team. He's faced a lot of these hitters. I was looking at the matchups. A lot of these guys have had looks at him, so I know he knows what to do, and we're gonna sprinkle in our game plan and let him go out there and execute.
He's known to be really competitive, have a lot of competitive fire. What is your opinion on that with regards to, like, you know, why he was the one that was chosen to join this organization, get this spot?
I think there was a natural connection between he and Brent that helped us get to this point. There's no doubt about it. Strami came in and said that this is somebody that if we ever have the need for a fifth starter, we could get him some work and see where it takes us. And that was the initial contact and the initial connection to this organization. And he mentioned the competitiveness. And I love competitors. This organization loves to see guys go out there and compete and expect to excel. And I think Dallas holds himself to a very high standard. And, you know, when it works right, and I'm hoping that it'll work as good as it possibly can, I want that to be contagious.
What was the decision why Poppin? Why was Poppin the guy?
Yeah, that was a tough decision. You know, we've been chewing on that one for a couple days. We didn't know what was going to happen. And, there's 13 position players and 13 pitchers on our roster. That is a major league rule. So when you send out a pitcher, you've got to send out a pitcher. We just made that decision for the good of this organization. What could I tell Sean to go down and work on? Very little. Continue attacking the strike zone, make sure that he's ready, and that was my message to him. So he's been doing a great job here. It was a very tough decision. I can just leave it at that.
What kind of conversations did you have with the guys after, you know, I mean, the defense, I know that's starting to rear its ugly head a little bit.
Yeah.
How concerned are you with that?
I'm concerned when we don't play up to our capabilities and our standards, and that just doesn't fall on the defense. I feel like we have good baseball players that are stepping into a zone of just trying to get the job done instead of expecting to get the job done. And specifically to your question on the defense, I am defense at my core. I know you guys know that. I've said it many times. And when you're talking about infield defense, I have very little tolerance for making the type of mistakes that we've been making. Not to put pressure on these athletes, but they need to understand plays need to be made. The routine plays need to be made for us to win baseball games. So there was a couple things outside of the very obvious yesterday that bothered me, but it's been lingering for the past few days. So I work through the coaches. I've been having my one-on-one discussions with the players, which is very typical for what I do. And they know what they need to do to get better and help us win baseball games. It's very clear.
Is that part of what's been happening in the last month as you kind of gone into a tailspin?
I think the starting pitching has been staggering at times and giving up some early runs, and we've been playing uphill baseball from the first couple innings on and putting a lot of pressure on a young team to go out and have to do things. And we've got a few things that are happening, right? We got to tighten up the defense, as Jody asked. We got to have that starting pitching attack the zone, pick up the baseball behind them, and then we got to hit situationally. We got to expect to hit good pitching at all times. I don't want us to have the mindset that we can play up or down to our competition. We got to go out and play our brand of baseball. So that's where we're at right now. We're in a very frustrating, grinding time, having lost 5 games in a row, and it's not easy. Today's not an easy game, but this team will be ready to go.
From an offensive perspective, it seems like you guys have had these stretches before over the last several years. You've had the personnel change, you've had hitting coaches change. Well, why do you feel like it keeps popping up? Kind of not just a couple of guys going into the tank, like it feels like you've got 6-7 guys struggling at a time.
Yeah. I can't put my finger on the reason why. We've been having discussions about that for the past 5 or 6 days about, you know, why is it not just 1 or 2, and that's usually when you hand it off and let somebody else eat that day. But it seems to be very contagious that when it spirals as a group. So I don't know. I don't know that answer, and that's not anything that I want to come up here and say that I'm not sure of, but we're trying to figure out why it happens, and it does happen. I'm not going to deny it. What's happened in years past, I got to turn the page off of that. I'm just more focused on what's happening right now. I think we need to control the zone. We need to think about having connected at-bats. We need to think about using the entire field and having a good approach based on what that pitcher is giving us. And I think everybody's up there trying to do too much. It's a young team at times. Not every player on our team is young. I'm not using that as an excuse, but young players walk up to the plate with a half-two mentality. I just want them to walk up to the plate with, I am in control of my at-bat, and I'm going to let this at-bat play out. If we do that, we're going to be fine.
Is Cattell's not quite ready to play defense with the hamstring?
We're getting closer. Yeah, he. I know I've explained it to you guys. You know, he's nursing that thing, and it's feeling better. The temptation is to ask him to go out there and play through it and you know, risk something bad happening. And we did that a little bit last year, and it didn't work out. So we've learned our lesson with Cattell. We're going to pull back, and we're going to make darn sure when he steps back on the field that he's not going to put himself at risk for injury or injuring that thing further. But he's feeling good. He's feeling very, very good. He takes ground balls. He's been hitting. He's been doing just about everything except running full speed, which we've given him, we've allowed to happen. And it'll happen here at some point. You know, it's a couple week process when you tweak that hamstring, and we're going to work through that with him. And thank goodness that there's a DH this year.
Terry, what, like if you look at what the Giants do, is there value in cycling players all the time? I mean, Farhan's always out on the waiver wire, picking somebody up or making a trade. Guys who were really contributors last year, like Solano and Dubon, they just traded Duggar. I mean, they're all, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, I think a guy like Pavin Smith probably would have been gone from the Giants a long time ago.
Yeah.
Do you think there's value in that strategy of building a team, or because you guys don't follow it really?
That's not my, it's not my department. It's not anything that I'm really involved in. However, I will speak for the Giants a little bit. They do a very good job of it. It is Duggar. It is Vossler. I remember Vossler coming up here and hitting a pinch hit home run and winning a baseball game against us. And 2 days later, he's in the minor leagues. So they do cycle through players. They probably match up, and they do things in a very granular way. And it works for them. What works for them may not work for us. We've got to develop young players here. We got to find a way to get young players to go out and perform and be very, very consistent. That's the challenge for us right now. And, you know, we have discussions as to where and when and how is it the best for them to develop. And we are pounding away at it every single day with our young players. So it will, at times, with in the case of McCarthy and Hummel, and others, there have been a few others that have gone down because they just weren't performing here. We need to have them grow and learn in the minor leagues. But it's a tough balance. We haven't yet figured it out because we're watching some young players with some go through some growing pains here, and we don't want that to happen. We feel like we have very good position players that can hit. So that's what's happening here. But I, you know, the Giants make it work. They 100% make it work. We're very aware of what they do. I know our front office talks about different strategies for different things. We're not ever sitting still. We're trying to figure this pattern out.
Does the fact that Cattell is a switch hitter entice you to maybe consider utilizing him as a DH more frequently, even beyond this injury nexus situation?
No, I would rather have him on the field. He's a pretty dynamic player. So I would consider it as long as he's not 100%. But once he's 100%, I want him on the baseball field.
Did you ever get with Buddy Kennedy to see what did the bat, broken bat, distract him last night from that grounder?
Yeah, I spent a few minutes with Buddy this morning, just one-on-one when I first walked in, and I felt that it was important for me to just sit down with him and align with him. He saw the broken bat. He saw two things take off from the hitting zone. He ball tracked. He understood where the bat was. He understood where the ball was. He just went down, got into his setup, and then took his eye off the ball. And it was a ball that he feels like, in a play that he feels like he should have made 100%. So, anyways, I just wanted to align with him. We had some young moments yesterday in our infield with Jerry at shortstop and Buddy at second base. You know, I understand why they happen. I don't want them to happen again, and that's what I told them. Like, you know, you've got to walk out there and play fast, expect to make plays, and this is when the game gets tough, when things don't work out well. And I'm going to be paying close attention to how you're digging yourself out of this. And I had that discussion with Jerry in the dugout yesterday. I didn't want to let it linger because he had a couple of tough innings, and on top of that, he struck out. And I called him over and I said, "Are you doing okay? Remember who you are. Remember what you mean to this defense. Now go out there and play fast. Let's get it done." So those are things that I'm doing all the time.
Are you going to be watching Keuchel's pitches
today? Yeah, he threw I think 93 or 96 in his last outing. It was 7-96. I'm not going to say I know we can get up to that level, up to that number, but we got to win a game. And I'm going to, you know, a little bit like I did yesterday. I felt like we had a gassed up bullpen. Zach had done a great job, and I went to our best lefty, and just didn't work out. So I'm going to follow that tonight, today. We got to do everything we can to win a baseball game, and that equation will include Dallas Keuchel for certain. How long it lasts, I'm not sure.
Do you